Welcome to our daily inspiration for January 12th. I have a few verses today that I want to read pertaining to how we as Christians are being built up as a house. And I want to start in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, 5, 6, verses 4, 5, and 6, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. And that gives the idea of us being built up as a house with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone, and similar to how we would lay block for a foundation today, starting out with a corner that needs to be laid out correctly, and then the walls are laid out from there, and the string has to be laid out from corner to corner, and the blocks laid along the string. We can't just put a block down and then look off that block for the next block, and then look off of that block for the next one, and so forth. But we have to stay lined up with the corner in order to build a good foundation for a house. The other verses I have are in Hebrews, and there again it speaks about a house. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Speaks of a house again. And Moses, it refers to a house that Moses had, because Moses was faithful in all his house, but he was faithful as a servant. And Jesus was also faithful, but he is faithful as a son over his own house. He is not merely a servant or a renter, so to speak, but he is the owner of a house. And we are that house if we hold fast to that hope. We hold fast and hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, as it says in verse 14. And the one thing I thought of in reading these verses is that we can't be in two different houses at once. We cannot be in the house that Jesus is building and also be in Moses' house. There are two covenants. There are two houses. And we want to be sure that we choose wisely, that we choose well, that we follow Jesus. Moses was faithful in his house. We want to be faithful in the house of the Lord Jesus. So that's my encouragement. Just close with the following few verses here in Hebrews that also just encouragement, just dropping down to verse 13, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. That confidence is very similar to faith. When we have faith in something, we have confidence in it. So let's have confidence in the Lord and in His plan for our lives. And let's not be like the Israelites, the wilderness.